Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
And the advantage of being raised, you know, from the point of divorce, you know, from that vantage point, is that you see that the world is more complicated than that a little earlier, and you get your heart broken a little earlier.
At 13 years old, the message from our culture was clear to me. I felt the need to cover my body and to inhibit my expression and my work in order to send my own message to the world that I'm someone worthy of safety and respect.
I talked to somebody several months ago now, and I said, what do you do for a living? And they said, I'm a squirrel, I do squirrel rescue. Well, you know, I just think my life isn't worthy.
Get set today to hear samples from these three podcasts, Design Matters with Debbie Millman, Lolita Podcast, and PF's Tape Recorder. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. There are over 3 million podcasts available today, and the explosion of creation continues. One of the world's very first podcasts appeared over 15 years ago, before most people even knew the word podcast. The podcast Design Matters with Debbie Millman continues unabated today because of its continued relevance to our world. Design Matters tells the stories of how incredibly creative people design the arc of their lives. To give you a taste of Design Matters, let's listen to a sample of the episode featuring writer-director Ethan Hawke, from the profound experience of making Dead Poets Society to the Before trilogy and his marvelous new book. Ethan Hawke talks about a life spent celebrating creativity in its many forms. In this clip, he talks about the impact of his parents' divorce.
And the advantage of being raised, you know, from the point of divorce, you know, from that vantage point, is that you see that the world is more complicated than that a little earlier, and you get your heart broken a little earlier, and that break has opportunity to invite some wisdom into your life, and or at least some experience, right? And I think that it can make you stronger. You know, what's that poem, Stronger in the Broken Places? It wakes you up to the idea that no one has the perfect life, and that you were born in love. And it doesn't matter what happened to the band after they made your music. Your music was born out of something beautiful.
After the divorce, you alternated between living on the East Coast with your mother and visiting your dad back in Texas. And I read that this caused you to alternate between personalities. In what way?
Well, I bet you everybody came from, you know, going to mom's house, going to dad's house. They know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. My parents got divorced when I was 8, so I get it.
There's a personality you have that you think makes your mother like you better, and there's a personality you have that you think makes your father like you better. And for a long time, I thought that meant that I was a liar, you know, that I wasn't showing the real me. Who's the real me? And slowly, as you get older, you realize that these people, they're all me. I love my mother and I love my father and I want them to see the best in me. It doesn't make me a liar, but I do think it taught me at a young age how malleable my personality was. And if my personality was malleable, probably everyone's is. And it might've been a very good entry point for the life of a performer.
Do you think that that gave you a sense that you were performing for them, for your parents?
Well, I know that Marlon Brando would tell you that you're performing for me right now and I'm performing for you, that what is our authentic self is very mysterious. We want our peers to like us. We want to be somebody respect. We want people to think, you know, positive things about us and all those things. And we manipulate ourselves and we do a little bit of, you know, you perform for grandma. Yes, ma'am. This apple pie is delicious, grandma. You're the best, grandma. You don't what? And you walk into your buddy's house and you say, hey, who's got a joint? You know, I mean, it doesn't mean you're like the worst person in the world. It means you're bigger than one thing.
From one of the longest running podcasts in the world, that's A Sample of Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Follow the story arc of some of the most creative humans with Design Matters, available on the Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. Just look for the podcast menu. One of the superpowers of podcasting is its freedom to cover any topic, no matter how specific, fringy, or bizarre. Our next podcast is a great example of each. The podcast is called Lolita Podcast. From iHeartMedia, the Lolita Podcast explores how, in the 65 years since its publishing, has Vladimir Nabokov's deceptive predator story of seducing Dolores Hayes and Lolita become the doomed icon of today. In 10 episodes, host Jamie Loftus takes you on a fascinating tour of how the book has impacted our culture over the nearly seven decades. Here's a sample of Lolita Podcast from the episode about how Hollywood presented Lolita in the movies, and specifically about the various underage actresses that played the role over the years. In this snippet, Jamie highlights the exploitative and negative treatment of underage performers in the media, and the clip begins with Natalie Portman's speech at the 2018 Women's March about how she was sexualized and objectified as an underage actress playing Lolita.
At 13 years old, the message from our culture was clear to me. I felt the need to cover my body and to inhibit my expression and my work in order to send my own message to the world that I'm someone worthy of safety and respect.
And at the time the speech was given, it was received extremely well. Websites like Refinery29 declared,
"The Women's March wants to change the world. Will we let it?"
BuzzFeed announced,
"Thousands took to the streets for massive women's marches around the world."
Teen Vogue shouted from the rooftops,
"2018 Women's March protesters took to the streets for many different reasons."
So we did it. Feminism wins. Someone tried to make me wear one of those ugly-ass hats. Right? Well, the next day, January 21st, all of those websites I just cited posted these headlines.
"Are Millie Bobby Brown and Jacob Sartorius dating or just trolling us?
Fans think Millie Bobby Brown and Jacob Sartorius are dating."
Millie Bobby Brown just insta-confirmed her relationship with Jacob Sartorius and I have butterflies.
You have butterflies? Okay, boomers. Millie Bobby Brown is the star of Netflix's Stranger Things and was only 13 years old at the time these stories are written. And they're speculating that she was dating 15-year-old TikTok star Jacob Sartorius the day after Natalie Portman made that speech.
"I understood very quickly, even as a 13-year-old, that if I were to express myself sexually, I would feel unsafe, and that men would feel entitled to discuss and objectify my body to my great discomfort."
Millie Bobby Brown just insta-confirmed her relationship with Jacob Sartorius, and I have butterflies. You guys, and this wasn't even the first time that this had happened to Millie Bobby Brown. When season 2 of Stranger Things came out on Netflix in 2017, the internet was flooded by grown-ass people commenting on how much older she looked, how she's grown up before our eyes.
"Movie reviewers talked about my budding breasts in reviews."
This same thing happens to nearly any child growing up in the spotlight. Now, I'm not claiming here that Hollywood-driven feminism is the most important thing in the world. In fact, I find it to be pretty frustrated and over-commercialized and lacking all intersectionality more often than not. But it's on this issue, the treatment of underage performers in particular, that I feel like has been pretty undercovered in the media. Probably because the media was one of the primary forces perpetuating it.
From the podcast Lolita, learn how the themes of the iconic book reveal themselves today on Lolita Podcast, available on the Start Here podcast collection from Cincinnati Public Radio and WVXU.org/Start Here. Last summer on Start Here, we featured P.F. Wilson as the host of the Cincy Shirts podcast in our local podcast spotlight. Well, today we revisit P.F. and his other podcast called P.F.'s Tape Recorder. And just like our first featured podcast today, Design Matters, our local creator P.F. has been creating tape recorder podcast episodes for many years, since 2010. 11 years later, he's up to episode 516. And one of the most downloaded episodes is episode 6, which features Paula Poundstone. Here's a sample from PF's tape recorder with Paula Poundstone. And in this clip, PF talks with Paula about what gives her joy.
My favorite part of the night is I do the time-honored, well, where are you from, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
And these little biographies unfold of people in the crowd, and I just sort of use those as springboards to talk about this or talk about that or whatever it reminds me of. Seems to work.
I remember when we spoke last time, you said that I think you would kind of were moving more in that direction because I remember from seeing your sets, you know, back in the, you know, the comedy heyday when on all the cable shows, your set always seemed not like jokey joke, roll, you know, boom setup punchline, but more like this happened to me, this is a setup, and then you had a, you know, real funny punchline to it. But with the audience thing, I remember you said you had found someone in the audience who was a life coach. And how great is it discovering those little nuggets of gold in the crowd? Because I remember that really tickled you.
There are those moments. Yeah. I talked to somebody several months ago now, and I said, what do you do for a living? And they said, I'm a squirrel. I do squirrel rescue. Well, you know, I just think my life isn't worthy. The truth is, they don't even have to say, like, a funny thing, although those are.
Well, yeah.
But they can just say whatever. And, you know, you get talking to people for a few minutes, and there's great stuff there. You know, luckily, because I like to work in that very spontaneous way, I do a radio show called Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR.
That was my next question.
And, well, you know, the way that I work and the format of that show are really a terrific marriage. It's been great for me. I mean, it's been really, really fun to do. It's a weekly news quiz show, it's scripted in that they have questions that they're asking us, but we don't know what the questions are. We know they're based on the week's news, so if one wanted to, I guess you could, have jokes on topics all prepared. I however, do not. I'm really kind of like a batter in a batting cage. They kind of throw stuff at me, and sometimes, frankly, I just watch it go by, and other times I get a piece of it.
From our local creator and comedian, P.F. Wilson. That's P.F.'s tape recorder. Discover an 11-year archive of wonderful interviews and stories with P.F.'s tape recorder podcast on the Start Here podcast collection from WVXU.org. Before we end today, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast Charts to see what podcasts are bubbling up across the nation, as presented by iTunesCharts.net. At number one this week is an old podcast with a new season. Dr. Death makes its return last week with Season 3, Miracle Man. Host Laura Beale tells the story of a globetrotting surgeon who seduces the medical world and sweeps one woman off her feet even as she's producing a TV program about his supposed medical discoveries. That's Dr. Death, Season 3, Miracle Man, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Dr. Death and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.